This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida, all across America and some of America's great radio stations. And special thanks go out to our military men and women who are listening to us right now around the world. Thank you for your service to America and keeping us free and safe. Plus to our first responders, our EMTs, our firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, too. Border Patrol and 911 dispatchers, thanks for your service to America. And to all those people working the Third Watch, the graveyard shift, the overnight shift, the third shift, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance, the janitorial workers, and all those nighttime mechanics, too. Thank you for all you do to keep America rolling along. Don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. Well, joining us right now, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning again.
Good morning.
Now, you had suspected for a long time that there was more to the story about this ex-Putin advisor who showed up dead here in our country. And yesterday, a report came out. It was a Fox News report that laid in some pretty good detail the autopsy that showed that this individual had a broken neck, which would have been consistent to perhaps foul play.
Isn't it remarkable? I mean, this all happened under the Obama administration. This fellow by the name of Lessin, L-E-S-I-N, was found dead in DuPont Circle.
Mm-hmm.
DuPont Circle is kind of a prominent area. Apparently, they say in a hotel. I'm not even convinced of that. But anyway, we were led to believe that he fell because he's a drunk, he's an alcoholic, blah, 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 blah. Well, give me a break. So, we are in a situation where apparently piece parts of the report are leaking out,
mm-hmm.
Saying that now they're kind of alluding to the fact that he hung himself. I don't think so.
No, this doesn't. No. Mm-hmm.
Or that he was strangled.
Mm-hmm.
Well, duh. I mean, I'm still not believing any of this. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, we've been lied to so much we wouldn't know the truth if we read it. Or if it was in front of us. So, I mean, this is where we are.
Well, it kind of ties along with, you talked about the Obama administration. How about this one? Former FBI legal counsel Lisa Page testified to Congress that the Justice Department ordered the FBI not to charge former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton with gross negligence by mishandling classified information. And, of course, so we found out that this Peter Strzok had the same thing, although Lisa Page kind of knifed her buddy Peter Strzok in the back by saying that Strzok had impeachment and career enhancement in mind when he worked for the Mueller organization.
And neither of them were there very long. In fact, Mueller found out about, actually, I think the FBI found out about the text messages between Strzok and Page, told Mueller. Mueller didn't even want to look at them. I guess he asked a couple of questions to the FBI and said, here, you take them back because I don't want them. And then Lisa, I think, went first. And then Strzok went later because they both worked for the Mueller team.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so apparently that romance fell apart pretty quickly. And, you know, it clearly interfered. But I started reading the both of their testimonies that Congressman Doug Collins, I think of Georgia, released last week.
Mm-hmm.
Strux is almost 400 pages, so I got a long way to go. But the long and short of it is, it all goes back to Loretta Lynch. And it all goes back to the point that Loretta Lynch was getting advice from who? Obama. Why? Because Obama's emails were in Hillary's server
mm-hmm.
under a pseudonym.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, that's where we are.
All
sometimes
right.
We need to be reminded of that.
Yeah, and, you know, there are some state attorney generals that are agreeing that the president is totally in line and with his national emergency declaration, and that there's no problem there, that it's constitutional. But yet we have these 12 U.S. senators that were concerned about constitutionality. And the talking heads over the weekend on the Sunday morning shows were pretty much 50-50 when it came to whether or not it was constitutional or not. What say you?
We can't conflate this thing, because here the declaration of a national emergency is beyond dispute. He has that authority, period, end of report. The piece that the 12 senators were concerned about was using the national emergency to go in and kind of dial for dollars in unspent monies and unspent accounts in certain government agencies. Therein lies the problem.
Mm.
So he has the authority to do that, but he does have to go back to Congress with
mm-hmm.
it. And it also too is what accounts he's taking these monies from. So that is why, I mean, Mike Lee was one of the senators that voted against Trump on this. Well, he's probably one of the more constitutionalist senators, and he is a constitutional lawyer.
Yeah.
In the Senate. So there are some major concerns there. So I think the Trump Senate is fully, but the media is going to tell you that the national emergency is fake, and it's not. So, there you go.
All righty. Hold that thought, folks. We'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And we got plenty more to talk about here. Believe me when I tell you, it's in a target-rich environment tonight. And we'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time. Overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the Captain's America Third Watch brought to you by our friends at the USCCA, United States Concealed Carry Association. Go over to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Click on that USCCA link that's right there and take advantage of the free gun a day giveaway. And if you become a member, you'll get $474 worth of free stuff, including the award-winning Concealed Carry magazine, which has more discounts in it during the course of the month every month when it comes out. So that's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Click on the logo link there for the USCCA. All right, back to Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, there's just so many things we can talk about, and I think what I'm going to do briefly is go over to what I just told you about. It's just a headline from CBS. It says, hostile government could be behind the diplomat's brain trauma. And it's got a picture of China.
Well, when it came to the sonic whatever it is that they want to call it, the reason that we had to have our diplomatic people evacuated out of Cuba was obviously they're a hostile government to the United States, regardless of what Obama would like to say.
Right.
After this investigation, and we're still in it, I suppose, because no one's really coughed up what this whole thing was about, it also happened in Guangzhou, China, to our diplomatic staff. And I don't care what Trump says about President Xi Jinping, but I would call China a hostile government to the United States. So it happened there, too. So I want to kind of say duh to that headline, not to be snarky, but I am.
yes, indeed. All right. And then the Democratic Socialists, you know who they are, right?
Oh,
And the Young Turks.
All of them?
Yeah, well, the Young Turks and the Democratic Socialists, they're pretty much one and the same. They've come out in full support of Venezuela's Maduro over President Trump's position on Venezuela.
Yep, good. Then we can say then they are pro-crisis for humanitarian reasons. Are they cool with people getting water out of the sewage system? Are they cool with babies dying in the hospital because there's no power, no medicine? Are they cool with people starving? Are they cool with 3 million people that have left the country? Well, apparently the Democratic Socialist, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who admitted that all of her constituents are immigrants, and China and Russia are all good with the humanitarian conflict in Venezuela. So there you go.
Now, what is this?
Like a scarlet letter.
What is this story that you posted that I'm just now seeing from Reuters? It says U.S.-backed force says it's taken positions in Islamic State. Is that in regards to the 3,000 people that surrendered?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Because I just now saw that. I didn't.
Yeah. And see, understand, we got to go through all those 3,000 people. So that puts a major burden on our military intelligence and our CIA.
Mm-hmm.
Because we have to go through and see who these people are. They tell us the truth. Look at fingerprints. Did they come from Afghanistan? Did they come from Sudan? Did they come from Iraq? Where did these Islamic State fighters come from? Who are being paid? Do they know where al-Baghdadi is? Since he's kind of absent, has there been an uprising? Who's taken the lead since he's not around anymore? Or maybe he is. You see what I'm saying? I mean, this is great, good news, but, I mean, it's a burden.
Oh, by the way, I neglected to mention, and I wanted to mention this early on in our discussion, but here it comes now. There was a shooting again on the West Bank, and a 19-year-old soldier was killed, and the IDF identified the victim, and there was, what, a couple more people that were wounded or something like that?
Yep, it's not pretty over there. You know, Netanyahu's got a problem on his hands because he's got a couple of fraud charges against him that have been filed after a 2-year investigation. And then he's got, you know, somebody who's running against him that's blaming all of the problems with Gaza.
Mr. Gantz, G-A-N-T-Z. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's right. And he wants to take the place as prime minister. So it'll be kind of interesting where political affairs go from this point forward in Israel.
And, of course, folks, I'm talking to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. FoundersCode.com, go over there, sign up for all the different things that she writes and posts and puts out there on the Internet for you to see. Now, the other story within the story, if you will, that's going on right now is John Bolton and North Korea. And he's telling us that North Korea is not going to denuclearize. And then we heard Secretary of State Mike Pompeo say, well, they made a promise. They weren't going to this and they weren't going to that. But are they going to hold to that promise? That's my question.
Well, and I think that Bolton is kind of setting the table, like, take caution because we're not believing some of these things. So, you know, Pompeo is right, too. They're not against each other in this, but Pompeo was just really reiterating the words of Kim Jong-un. And that's all he can really do. And they're going to try very hard to hold him to it. But Bolton is saying, yeah, we want to do that too. However, we need to be prepared that we're going to be prepared.
Now, there has been a tremendous boost in drug seizures along the border. And it's not just meth. It's not just marijuana. It's this fentanyl.
Correct.
And there's a lot of it that's being it's not being properly reported, because if it was, then gee, we might actually really have a crisis on the border.
Well, yeah, I'd absolutely say so. I just looked at a report that we seized 40,000 fentanyl pills of some kind. So,
well, that's enough to kill a bunch of people.
Have to understand that fentanyl no larger than a grain of sand is
right.
Deadly.
Mm-hmm.
So that puts law enforcement, border patrol, and anybody else that's there that has to come in contact with it at real risk, to the point where they may need countermeasures to keep them alive.
Right. It makes you wonder why Beto wants to tear down the wall where he lives in El Paso. With
Beto
the
who? I mean this cat. This cat is like, I don't know.
I don't know even how to take the guy. I watched him do some of his stuff there, and he looks like he's directing a symphony. I mean, I think he's a nervous individual, very high strung, but nobody can. And by the way, I looked up his congressional record. I can't find anything he did.
No, you have to look at his votes, but he never introduced a piece of legislation either.
Sounds like Bernie Sanders.
Right.
Wow. Well, that'll go along good. Maybe the two of them will run together. But anyway, as we move on here, we are facing a huge dilemma in this country with the hard left move that's been made. And we've heard things about guns. We've heard things about religion. We've heard things about education. And, we need to take our country back, and we need to do it in such a way that we don't sound like we're the bad guys. And unfortunately,
here's where we are. We clearly know the agenda. I actually did my own radio show about the agenda that Nancy Pelosi has, starting with H.R. 1, going all the way up through H.R. 10. And what they are, their infrastructure, and there's this whole second one on voting, and, then there's a climate change one in there, and blah, 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 blah. So we clearly know where they're going. What's bad is the rest of the world is looking at how badly divided our country is. That's not a good thing, because that makes us all the more vulnerable to rogue countries that just don't like us. So I would say, and I've asked for this many times, and of course, I don't have direct connections to anybody in the Senate. We can't do it in the House. But I think that we ought to hold a hearing on socialism and put it out there. And so we can begin to expose these people that have signed up Bernie Sanders and Kamala Harris, and all the rest of them.
Well, I do have direct connections through the Senate through our Salem group here, and I did send something at the request of the Salem group to Senator Rick Scott. I've not heard anything back, but we'll see how that works out. And it was
exactly what
you're talking about.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what committee he's on, but
me neither.
We need to begin to hold some of these hearings. I would go back at this point, just to kind of scare the Democrats, and hold a hearing on Obamacare.
Sure. All right, got to let you go. We'll talk to you tonight, same time, same bat channel. Stay low.
Yes, sir.
All right, Denise Simon, founderscode.com. Founderscode.com. Go over there and sign up for her daily sit rep, and you'll find out what's going on in the world of Denise Simon. All right, we're coming back. Going to take a look at the military and veterans news again. Second issue. I will return.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
New Zealand continues to mourn the deadly moth attacks that left 50 people dead. U.S. Ambassador to New Zealand, Scott Brown, tells CNN's State of the Union that he's found no evidence of nationalism in that nation.
I've been here for almost two years. I haven't seen it here. That's why it's a little bit numbing. I'm trying to come up with words. I wish I could actually come up with words as to how I and others feel here right now. I can only attribute it to how I felt during Boston and the Boston bombing, being then, you know, a New Englander. That same type of like, oh my gosh, what just happened? And that's what's happening right here, right now.
A fund set up for victims and their families have already raised $3 million. New Zealand lawmakers are scheduled to meet for intense discussions on reforming the country's weapon laws. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the capitalist evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our military and veterans news brought to you by our good friends at the National Aviation Academy. Now, I got a great idea for you to help jumpstart your career and your paycheck, too. We'll tell you all about it after the National Aviation Academy tells you more about who they are and what they do. Don't forget, folks, your GI Bill, you veterans, post-9/11 will cover you for this. And here's more.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, I've got an idea for you to jumpstart your career and your paycheck, too. It's called the National Aviation Academy. They have two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Mass. Now, that's a suburb of Boston, just outside Boston. And the other one's right here in Clearwater, Florida, in the Tampa Bay, Florida area. Now, in 14 short months, you can be well on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. Now, listen up, because you veterans, post-9/11, pre-9/11, obviously you've got benefits. You may or may not have used them. You'll have to call
the National Aviation Academy to find out how your benefits will affect you. And in most cases, especially post 9/11, your schooling will be paid for 100%. Now, civilians, yes, they have school aid loans, student loans that you can take out, and they'll help you do that. But here's what you need to do. You need to schedule a tour. Schedule a tour of one of their two locations. Check them out online by going to naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And make sure while you're there, you schedule the tour that I'm telling you about. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you either, because that'll open the door wide open to some other benefits that you'll be able to get there. And you'll find out all about what it is that they have to offer. And I'll tell you, just $50,000 a year entice you first year, 60, 70, 80 or more. It's all possible. It's all possible. Now, military families living in privatized housing will be getting some more protections under proposed legislation introduced in the House and the Senate following hearings exploring some families' problems with persistent mold, rodent infestation, water leaks, and other problems, and their frustration in getting companies to address the issues. This is good stuff, and it's about time. And I do know that our friends at DR Mold Solutions are working very hard on the problem here in this area. Now, the Army, after 2018's recruiting shortfall, trying to get their active duty force up from 476,000 to 500,000, they were tasked last year raising the troop level, 7,500 troops, and they barely were able to do it. So now, with more enticements to try to keep those that are in the military, with some pretty sizable bonuses. I heard about one staff sergeant, 16 years, was offered $105,000 to stay in the military. Wow. Wow, wow, and wow. And it was because of his MOS, what he was doing. Now, a classified Pentagon maritime drone program is about to get its moment in the sun. Now, a project birthed in the Pentagon Strategic Capabilities Office is getting some serious buy-in from the U.S. Navy, and it could yield the world's first large-scale armed unmanned warship. Wouldn't that be something to see out on the horizon? You're cruising along, and here comes a ghost ship at you. Totally automated. Also, Senate Republicans handed President Donald Trump a setback on his emergency declaration last Friday, but that's not the end of it, because the House supposedly is going to see if they have enough votes to overturn the veto. They didn't. They need 40. And I don't think they're going to get 40 votes. That's number one. Number two, the Senate needed 8 more, and I don't believe they're going to get that either. So the veto will stand. And now the lawsuits will begin. Watch and see. By the way, the Air Force back in February grounded 60 C-130H Hercules aircraft after a review found that their pre-1971 propeller blades could be susceptible to dangerous cracking and needed to be replaced. Well, they're moving along with that, getting that taken care of. So hopefully that'll be done sooner rather than later. And the Marines, yep, the Marines, Semper Fi. A Navy audit concluded in 2018 found that the Marine Corps was not totally complying with guidance and instructions required by the Secretary of the Navy that aid in suicide prevention. So we're waiting to see what happens there with all of that. All right, let's go to the line because I think we got Ian on the line. Is that you, Ian?
Yeah, it sure is. How you doing, Captain?
Not bad. What's up?
You just talked about this thing with the national emergency, about the illegal immigration and the veto and all that. Listen, as far as I'm concerned, these Republicans that went against this, to me, they're dead. I'm sorry. I like Rand Paul. I got a lot of libertarian leanings, but he's dead to me. And the same thing with Rubio. I would never vote for Rubio again. I tell you that right now. Why should I vote for Rubio when if I'm going to get a Democrat, I might as well just vote Democrat when he comes up for re-election? These idiots sitting around saying, well, we don't want to hand this kind of power to the president because Democrats might do it in the future. First, they're wrong on two counts. He's already got the power. And number two, when did the Democrats ever start caring about the Constitution? I mean, they've been doing unconstitutional stuff since like 1913, and all of a sudden they're starting to worry about it. No. No, they're for open borders. They're for open borders.
By the way, question for you. Andrew Gillum, the former Tallahassee mayor, is going to make a major announcement down in Miami. Do you suppose he's going to come out and run for president or announce he's running against Rubio in lieu of what happened Friday?
If he's smart, he'd run against Rubio because he ain't got a snowball's chance, and you know where to run.
I know.
Yeah, if I was him, I'd run against Rubio.
That's what I'm thinking.
And that doesn't mean I like him. I won't vote for him. Mm-hmm. I won't vote. I'll write in or vote for somebody else. But I'm not voting for Rubio. He's a clown in the creek, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just sickening. Look, here's the thing about the immigration. It's legal that's the problem, too, as well as illegal.
Right.
And it's us. It's really us. It's the American people. By and large, you know, and look, I ain't no saint, so, you know, people that live in glass houses shouldn't throw stones, but look, here's what it is. We want our drugs, okay? We want our drugs, and we want our slave labor, because we don't want to pay real wages to real Americans when we can get peons, and that's what they are. That's not a term of insult. That's what they're called.
I know that.
Peons. Peonage, okay?
Yep.
We don't want to pay. We're cheap, we don't want to pay our fellow Americans, and we want our drugs. That's the problem right there. Because let me tell you something. My dad, you know, he lived to be about 90 years old. He told me back in the 30s, the 40s, and the 50s, they didn't need no laws against drugs because everybody knew not to do them. It was only in the real, real bad parts of towns that drugs were there and was a subculture.
That's right.
A lot of the laws today, we don't need them. It's because we've become, by and large, not all of us, but the body politic, we've become immoral and amoral.
Yep.
So what happens? We need Big Daddy government to step in, and they're going to take away our freedom and not solve the problem, the boot. That's the real problem.
Got to run, Ian. Here comes the music. Got to run.
Yeah. Right.
Thank you. All right. And Ian brings home some very interesting points, and that's true. Back in the old days, I know my dad told me growing up, they never had a problem with drugs. It was alcohol. Not drugs, alcohol. All right, I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Jeunesse, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty, in this portion of the program, my discussion with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is brought to you by DR Mold Solutions. You know, soon summer will be here and the hot, sticky, humid weather will be back in full force. Now, the perfect breeding ground for mold is that time of the year. But now DR Mold can help you get control of the mold in your home or office before it does irreversible damage to both your health and your property. Now, don't put your family or your coworkers at risk, because you can have a sterile environment in your home or office with an EPA and FDA approved method that kills mold and is effective against bacteria and viruses like the flu and the norovirus. Contact DR Mold Solutions at 727-692-9622. That's 727-692-9622 to have a healthy environment. All right. Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
There's a couple of really serious news stories that have popped out here in the last few minutes. You saw them. I saw them, so we're going to talk about them. The Ethiopian transport minister is now saying that there are clear similarities in the two Boeing 737 MAX jet crashes.
Yeah, I don't know what the similarities are and what it exactly means, or whether or not, again, if it's that was the pilot's inability to handle this new aircraft. And I knew that had something to do with autopilot going into effect and the ability to shut it off. With stories like this, you really have to be careful. You really have to hold fire and wait to see till everything is investigated and put out there. You have to. Because with the one industry, they really do an amazing job of flight safety and going and learning and trying to improve is most certainly air travel, as it continues to become safer and safer and safer year after year after year. And this is one of the odd things about this is that you get same type of airline, similar type of crash so close together. There's obviously an issue some way, somehow. They just got to narrow it down and figure out what it is.
Well, the Boeing company's own safety analysis of the new flight control system on the 737 MAX flights revealed that flight control had crucial flaws in it, which is what you're talking about. But again, we don't know enough about this to say anything. I'm just reading merely reading the headline saying there's more than what meets the story here.
I mean, there's this is a popular jet. It's in use.
Very.
It was in use all over the world.
381 in service. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, and you know, there's been thousands and thousands of flights, and obviously, you know, you don't want to hint it. We've got to figure out what conditions, maybe on the ground, what type of what was happening in the air. We don't know. And this is what they're looking into right now.
Now, what would you say if I told you the state of Nevada was considering new technology which would allow law enforcement officers, when they responded to a traffic crash, to immediately scan a person's cell phone and see whether or not they'd been texting?
It's interesting. I don't know how that they're going to – I mean, maybe they can go back to maybe the phone company and get a subpoena. You know, that I don't think that they can take someone's cell phone unless they would have a warrant to do so. So I don't know how they're going to go about doing that. You and I were talking about this beforehand. When you sign on the dotted line, when you get yourself a driver's license, you get pulled over and they ask for a breathalyzer test and you don't give it to them, they can take your license away. I don't know if it's going to eventually be the case if they're going to say, hey, listen, you got to show us your phone and make sure that you weren't on your phone. And that didn't have anything to do with the accident. I don't know if that's going to be coming down the road because, you know, from a statistic showing that, driving and texting is basically akin to driving and drinking. So
I
don't know. I don't know what they're going to eventually head towards.
And I'm talking to Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Go to his website, watchdogonwallstreet.com, for more information about what you can find out about his program and what he does. Now, we've had this New Zealand shooting, 50 people dead now. But what nobody seems to be talking about is the violence is continuing in Paris, France.
Oh, with the yellow vest protests that have been taking place. There was 200-some-odd people arrested this past
weekend. Yeah, they burnt down a city block of Paris over the weekend.
Yeah, but a lot of businesses being destroyed. Listen, this is... the one thing it drives me absolutely berserk. I mean, like I said, if I was a store owner, I'd be shooting people. I didn't care. I said, it's my store. You know, it's my business, how I feed my family, and you're going to go ahead, you're going to destroy something like that. I have no sympathy for people like that at all. You want to protest, you don't like the way things are going out, the government, you don't like the president, that's one thing. Okay, going out and destroying somebody's means of feeding their family is another. That's something that I cannot tolerate. So I have no sympathy for these yellow... You want to allow me to protest? You know, go ahead. But don't go destroying things.
How much trouble is Facebook in right now with some of their executives quitting?
Well, it's putting a light on the company, and obviously people are taking a look and see what's going on behind closed doors over there at Facebook. Facebook, I don't know if they're going to completely change their business model. And maybe head in a different direction because of all the blowback in regards to privacy and how they go about doing things. I don't know. I think that they were kind of hoping that things would have blown over much quicker than they have. We'll find out. Again, I don't know if, you know, social media has hit its crescendo and is now on the downward kind of a trend. I don't know. I hope it does because I can't stand the medium at all. But we'll find out. I do think it's problematic when you see top executives walking away.
Well, there are new social media platforms starting to come out right now, and one of the sales points for them is that they don't sell your information, number one. Number two, they allow you to pretty much say whatever you can. It's a free speech zone. And number three, they're free. They don't charge anything. So we'll see how that all plays out, I guess.
Well, that word free, I call it the fallacy of free. There's no such thing as free. I mean, they got to keep the lights on somehow. So, they're advertising in some way. They're collecting money somehow. They have to. It's a business that they're running.
I'm sure they have advertisers, just like we do.
Yeah. I don't know, like I said, what their business model is. It's curious.
Now, it's fair to assume that last week when we saw all of this coming to head about the elite paying to play, to go to college, it's opened up a can of worms big time when it comes to the athletes and some of these athletes that go to these colleges. And when they get out of college, they can barely speak the English language. You've heard them. I've heard them when they talk. You wonder how they get in there to begin with.
Well, listen, many sports, Matt, we are aware of this. They're revenue sports. You can get your kids into schools. The kids do get a lot of help with tutors, certain sports that, got March Madness going on. I mean, you're talking about that's the biggest sporting event in the country.
Mm-hmm.
What just started Selection Sunday yesterday.
Yep.
The amount of money that is going to be generated in advertising.
And you see Syracuse is going where, out west?
Yeah, they snuck in there. Mm-hmm. I think at like the eighth or ninth seed.
Yeah, they're playing.
That's the reality, man. These are revenue sports. And they generate a lot of money. You got 100,000 people at a football game in the Southeastern Conference every weekend. They're gonna allow certain people in, and it's a shame. I mean, I'm more a big believer in education first, the sports second. But it's just not the way that it works. It just isn't.
Well, that's the way it used to be, and people don't realize that the grade point averages that people like Jim Brown and Ernie Davis had and Larry Zonka were in the high threes, almost fours in some cases. I mean, they did it right, and those were their grades. They didn't have any help.
Listen, I could fix the problem in a day, but they don't want to fix the problem. You make it real simple. You say, hey, listen, the amount of scholarships that your team is going to get, whether it be football or basketball, any mm-hmm. sport, is determined based upon the kids that you graduate or the grade point average of these kids. But we even caught it wasn't that long ago. They brushed underneath the rug. This is a very, very competitive school, University of North Carolina, basically having fake classes for many of their kids that were just absolute, they were jokes. And they were taking these classes that there were nothing, one paragraph paper was the entire class, and they're able to keep playing ball. It's a business, and it's unfortunate, but it's true when people watch it.
One last little thing here. General Motors, of course, they closed the Ohio plant. I'm not sure what they're going to do in the future, but automotive's businesses right now, Toyota's putting more money in the United States. I understand Nissan's increasing.
Well, that's the issue right now with the Ohio plant is the UAW won't let another automaker come in there and utilize it.
All right. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Same time, same bad channel. Have a great show.
You too. Have a good one.
All righty. Chris Markowski, you can catch him live on many of these same stations Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. to 12 noon. And I'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. Readytoeatbacon.com.
I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Famous Footwear to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Famous Footwear's team today at marchforbabies.org.